Welcome back, WNST, Tassel Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. It is summer, sunshine, crab cakes, breweries, and fun. We're going to be out on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. This is all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation. I'm going to wear the visor when I'm driving around, even though I look like I'm dealing cards when I'm wearing the Window Nation visor. And of course, the Goodwill. I'm not driving around the state in the Goodwill truck, but they are sponsoring the show as well as the Restaurant Association of Maryland. We're putting all the dates up this week. My mom would be so proud. My mom's 103rd birthday this week. She'd be so proud that I did breweries, you know, because she loved beer. So the schedule will be up this week. I am hoping that at least Raciniak from Goodwill will be joining me somewhere along the line here. I still owe you the truck call because we're still cleaning. Spring cleaning's led to summer. We have a whole closet full of stuff and adding. And I know you guys do a whole lot more than that, but it's good to see you. How's your summer going? Some concerts, some outdoors, some vineyards, some breweries. I've been planning, and now like I'm going to let loose in August and hope for good weather.
Well, that's awesome. I can't wait to join you.
You drive around, and I'll say this for going in August last year, and I went a little later west, and I went to Ocean City earlier. I'm doing it backwards, not backwards, but just differently this year. It's such a beautiful state, right? I mean, this time of year, everything's in bloom, animals, deer on the side of the road, just beautiful countryside in this state that I just never would have known about had I not dreamed up this wacky crab cake idea, you know?
Yeah, it could be in the mountains and the beach all within 3-4 hours.
Well, what's going on at Goodwill? Because, you know, we haven't talked in a little while here. We always talk Excel Center. We're talking jobs programs. It's summertime. But I know you got other things going on as well. And I think one thing is when it's 100 degrees outside, I do a little bit more online shopping. And I know you have storefronts like everyone else, but you've developed quite a little platform for finding and I have become a vintage shopper online, and we'll have a little fun with that. But I've become the person that's clicking on places like your website and saying, maybe I'll find that rock and roll belt buckle I'm looking for from 1978.
Well, shopgoodwill.com is our platform, /MD for Maryland. And, you know, as a sports fan, I can tell you a couple weeks ago, we sold a Mickey Mantle, Joe DiMaggio, Ted Williams autographed signed photo that was donated from the someone at the Pedonia store donated it. It went for over $500. I mean, online, it's crazy. And you know, our shoppers are now all over the country. You know, and like you, people are online all the time doing shopping. You know, and I think COVID really forced a lot of that, and it just, you know, has persisted to do wonderful things. And, you know, our donors want us to take this stuff and get the most value out of it so we can help the most people get jobs. And so they may or may not know what they're donating in grandma's attic, but we make the most of it.
Well, I don't want to give a free plug to, you know, the eBay world, but they created a world here where people can maximize this. And I think for anyone out there, I had an autograph collection that was sort of gathering dust in various ways from my almost famous rock and roll youth, and thought, well, what am I going to do with that autograph thing there other than figure out that I don't want it destroyed? And a lot of people do want to donate things. And I think there are things that come from trust and auctions and used to be garage sales and used to be flea market stuff that wind up, somebody say one man's trash is another man's treasure, right? Like, you know, but for you guys to get so many things donated, and I think about everything I've ever given you has been useful, right? Like, I'm not giving you stuff that really should go to compost or the dump or places like, I'm trying to give you something that someone less fortunate than myself, out of a world of abundance, I think that we all create, right? That you want to hand me down or pass it down or say, somebody would really appreciate that. I mean, because I think we've all passed people with less than us or people less fortunate than us. And I think that's really where the spirit of, I mean, I've been giving stuff to Goodwill long before I knew you, right? I mean, we all know where the donation center was, and we all had a spring cleaning, and we all wanted to, that was sort of the brand that you know, that I remember in my youth that let me have a relationship with you 20 years ago to be doing crazy Raven Halloween things, right?
Yeah, exactly. And especially for collectors, because, you know, the collector is, you know, looking for vintage kinds of things. We also sold a couple weeks ago a vintage Barbie doll. She had yellow hair, yellow, golden blonde hair with bendable legs. I don't know, from the 70s, you know, $400. Somebody's looking for the specific, very specific Barbie color magic doll. And it's just crazy. We sold 300 of them in a lot. We sold, you know, the whole set of them. And $900 someone paid. So it's people who are not only, you know, who are less fortunate, but people who are also collecting. And they're going to go on and resell it. And, you know, as long as we can keep it out of the landfills, out of the trash, and people are adding value to it, however, that's all the good for us.
All right, give me the website again, because I'm going to type it up. I'm going to pull it up. I know our listeners are going to give it to me specific, and I'll find you right now. Here we go.
It's shopgoodwill.com
Okay.
/MD
/MD. And that's important, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I got it up. Goodwill Industries of the Chesapeake. I'm gonna pull it up. So for me with vintage stuff, I'm an old rock and roll guy, right? So I was at a Rolling Stone show last year, and I saw a person younger than me. She wasn't young, but she may have been in her 20s, and she was wearing the legitimate Rolling Stone shirt that I bought in Largo, Maryland on December the 8th, 1981 on the Tattoo U tour. And I saw it, and that shirt, she said, this is my dad's original shirt. She was wearing,
oh my gosh,
right? Sure. So now when I go to New York and I'm looking very specifically for these belt buckles that I had when I was a kid, I had a Led Zeppelin belt. I'll hold it up for you here. Hold on. This is my original Led Zeppelin belt buckle that I got at the KB toy store at East Point Mall. Okay.
Wow.
This is legit. And I've worn this since 1970. Hold on. 19. It always says on the back. So the Pacifica belts have this very specific thing going on, and my eyes aren't good. 1978. So this was made in 1978, and it's very, very, like, if I put the fluorescent lights on here, it's very disco, I would say. So I found these belt buckles exist, and through my buddy John Allen from Stone Horses, we were having a conversation over wine one night, and he told me he had an Aerosmith belt buckle and a Stevie Wonder belt buckle, and I did a little research, and I went looking for a Holy Grail belt buckle that I wanted, and I got it the other day, finally, after years of searching for it. So when you said the Barbie doll with that thing from the 70s or whatever, this is going to be my prized possession. This is from 1970, probably 1978. This is in better shape than mine. I think this was kept in a box. A Cheap Trick. And also, this was the other Holy Grail that I picked up. And this is the kind of stuff you can find on shopgoodwill.com/MD, right? I mean, that these types of things show up. And I know this because I was looking for that Cheap Trick belt everywhere. And I wound up on a lot of different sites like your website that people sell things on. And I don't mean one or two or the market leaders, whatever. I mean people donating, doing nice things, giving things away. Sometimes they'd even list and say, this is an auction for, you know, a charity. And
that's an auction, yeah. And you can buy the albums. You can go back and find the albums too. I mean, galore. In the stores, online.
Wife and I were in a store in Europe, in Amsterdam, and we were there about 8 weeks ago, and it was a vintage album store. And I saw a kid come in and buy Saturday Night Fever. I'm not kidding. On the album, it was in beautiful shape. And I think it was 60 or 75 euros, right? So, you know, 70, 80, 90 bucks, whatever. And I thought, I said to him, he didn't speak any English. I think they were from Japan. He didn't speak any English. But I said to him, I said, that's the greatest album of all time. At least we're cineacs here. We're geezing about old rock and roll and talking about vintage things. But you talked about sports and bobbleheads and things like that. But way more than that going on with things that are donated that have value, right? And I wouldn't say the things in your stores don't have that. But what delineates or separates something that'll be on the website from something that I would find in your store right down on Joppa Road across from Conrad's where we're starting the tour next week, right?
Yeah, so we have a whole team that, you know, of processors in the back of our stores, and they'll pick up unique items. And if it's a painting, something that just looks old or antique-ish or collectible. So all of our jewelry goes to Shop Goodwill. There's something that looks interesting, they'll take a picture and send it. And then we have a whole group of people on our e-com team who will go research it. And, you know, it's amazing. We've had oil paintings for thousands of dollars sell online that, you know, if someone had not caught it, we'd probably sell it for 10 bucks in the store if we didn't have good folks in our stores working to, you know, say, this looks interesting. It might be, you know, looks original. It has a signature on it.
Well, here, this is the greatest example, right? Like, this has been in my closet since 1979, right? Now, why I kept it, why it was in good shape, because I never really had a belt to put on it, right? So it's in pretty decent shape because I didn't beat it up or whatever, because I've seen really beaten up ones, right? And they sell for 10 bucks online or whatever. The Kiss ones can be thousands of dollars. Like, yeah, like literally like baseball cards.
So, I had a Kiss t-shirt when I was young.
Right. You know what that's worth now?
I don't know. Long gone.
Let me tell you a funny story. So, because we were having a coffee together, I'd make you laugh on this one. Because I think I've told this one once on the air, but maybe never after that. So, because it involves my dad. Today's my mom's 103rd birthday. So I'll give her some love as well. Maybe there's a reason for this. I love Kiss so much. And by the way, the guy who ran Kiss, the CEO of Kiss, is the guy who bought the belt buckle company. His name's Bill O'Coin. You can look it up. There's history to it. The Seriously. Early ones weren't flashy. And then in 78, 79, they got disco looking because everything was Kiss and everything. And the Kiss ones were like mass produced. They're more of them, but they're more valued by Kiss collectors. I've seen guys with 600 of them, right? So in 1978, I'm 10 years old. My cousin Nelson Escandella gives me Kiss Alive 1, his copy at Christmas time. And I fall in love with Kiss, all thanks Kiss, 77, 78, all that, right? The Kiss Army, to join the Kiss Army, you had to sign 1995. My dad was outraged. And I wanted to get this jacket, right? It was a Kiss jacket to wear to school so I could be cool, right? Because it's 1979. And I was made for loving you and Dynasty and the right? So the jacket comes. And like, this was so much like the Christmas Story when Ralphie, when he got the package and it was like Ovaltine, it was like an ad, right? How depressing that is as an adult to like to be fed that. So when I got the jacket, it was this paper thin, really, it was made of some fabric that was some like BS. It was just really this awful little windbreaker that felt like cheese paper. I swear to God. And it was so not attractive that I didn't wear it. Like, we put it away, and I don't know what happened to it. So I went looking for it. And you know what? I found it. It's online. It's $350 now if you want it. But I remember my dad saying this to me, and I'm going to remind a lot of folks of this story because it made me laugh. But my dad said to me, those guys in Kiss, they don't care about you. And you know what? All the years later, when I was a music critic, and I was sitting in the penthouse of the Hyatt at Dulles Airport with Paul Stanley, sitting with him for an hour and a half and BSing. I told him the story. I said, my dad said you guys wouldn't care about me. I really appreciate the time you spent with me. So I went back, told my dad he was wrong about Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons. Lisa Rosiniak's here. She is gathering your good stuff for good things and good causes and putting people to work. At heart, give everyone the mission for goodwill and what you guys do, because we could talk about, and I really would hope that if I gave, you know, one of these to you, right, that somebody in your back room would pull that out and say, hey, man, that might be worth $100. Let's put that on Shop Goodwill, right? I mean, that is part of what you're doing, but then that money comes in and you're really trying to put people back to work here, right?
We're trying to get people out of poverty. I mean, that's the vision. And for Baltimore City, that's a huge lift, but we work with a lot of community partners to do it. And ultimately to get somebody into a career and, you know, more than just a job, we want somebody to be, you know, to take pride in what they do and have the dignity from their paycheck and have real skills so they can move up the career ladder and just have opportunity that a lot of us just, you know, had and took for granted. But a lot of people just don't have that same opportunity. So that's what we want to do. We're going to get people into great career, family sustaining wage jobs.
Well, for you all with the XL Center and what you're building in the long term, and I know I catch up with you every month or so or 2 months, we're getting closer. Where are we post-pandemic? It feels to me when I'm out in the city, and I'm in the city, I mean, ZZ Top this week, you know, trying to get Springsteen tickets like everybody else for next year. But, you know, I come down to see Alicia Keys 2 weeks from now. We're going to be down in the city for that. So we love music. We love coming out. I see vibrance and activity in a way that it was jarring during COVID that things were so silent and it was so quiet. I feel activity in restaurants when I go down to Omichi's, when I go to places to eat, dine, and I'm out doing the show, whatever we're doing. But putting people back to work and getting the economy flowing, how are you feeling about it? And placing people that clearly for a year, year and a half, right? I mean, COVID kept your capacity, everything was online or not doable, right? To train folks.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we are hoping to open the Excel Center in the first quarter of next year. So we're moving along. We're going to put it right on Redwood Street where our former headquarters, we're turning the whole building into a school. And we're going to open with 150 students in. We're ready to rock and roll. We are, our curriculum's been approved. We've jumped through all the hoops. We're ready to open as soon as we have some modifications because there's going to be a drop-in daycare component to the school.
Well, I love the location down there. And as you know, I'm fond of downtown, lived downtown for 19 years. I got my first gig at the News American at the Lombard and South, right around the corner from Redwood, where you guys are. I mean, so familiar to me. That area in that building, what will the Excel Center, what am I going to find when I come in there? What's going to happen there on a daily basis?
So it's geared for people who, for whatever reason, dropped out of high school. So they're over, you know, over 21. You know, they can't go back to high school. This is an adult high school.
Are they literate?
Oh, yeah. But okay, they can come in at any grade level. So, you know, even if they dropped out in third grade.
Isn't GED. This is really a job. We're going to get you ready for a job. And if you don't have a degree, this is an entry point for you to get second chance, third chance, a chance, right?
You'll walk out with a high school diploma plus some skill certification plus a job. It's awesome.
Well, the plus the job part, that's really where you guys connect the dots. And lots of times you bring on other guests, other partners and civic people here on behalf of Goodwill and folks you work with. But you had it going on with training before COVID happened there that you were using that. And we talk so much about your partnerships with other places. I've come down, I had Jane Miller on recently. And I know she's about to step out and help and do more things for more people like you, I would assume, you know, moving forward. But the things you were doing there already sort of benefited everyone. You have plenty of success stories incubated from what you were doing 5-6 years ago. These folks are out doing great things in the community right now.
Yeah. And you know what the challenge though is that if you want a really good job, you want to be a plumber, you want to be a bricklayer, you want to be a pharmacy technician, you need to get into these classes. And these classes require an 8th grade reading and math level. So you need to at least get at that point to get into these training programs that have these great jobs. And, you know, like everything, you know, when we were little, everybody said, oh, you got to go to college. You got to go to college. Well, I don't know when the last time you called for a plumber was, but you're on a waiting list for about a month. I mean, we need people to take these jobs and they're 6-figure jobs. And that's what we want them in. We're going to put a lot of people into skills training and into jobs that they can be successful in.
Now, I have to have a laugh because my partners at Liberty Pure, it's not 6 weeks, but it's not 6 minutes. I mean, even with friends, even with partners, right? When you need something in industries where people work with their hands and do labor and job skills, and then of course, there's a supply chain. We talk about that all the time as well. I'll talk about that with Bill Cole when I have him on next week, Cole Rivick. My friends at Goodwill are helping us get out on the road doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. They're helping lift the community. If you have things to donate, the truck is always here. The locations are all around town, certainly shopping. And just don't forget about Shop Goodwill /MD when you're out doing it. And I really do hope that you get thirsty in August and maybe want to come out and stop and have a brewery somewhere out in the counties or somewhere around the community. We're going to be everywhere. And we're certainly going to be doing the Crab Cake Tour as well. The schedule comes out in a couple of days. So I'm putting it together. There's a logistical thing going on here with 31 days and 62 places. And I really do appreciate you helping us and partnering with us. And I love telling your story. And it's
thank you. Thanks for having me on.
It's always good with you. years ago. And, you know, and she's seen me at my best and worst. I mean, she's seen me as sort of the Wonder Twins and as James Dean. We used to, you know, as we get closer to Halloween, I'm going to break out the old pictures of Kevin Byrne dressed like a lobster. But we did the Halloween party for many, many years. The gridiron awesomeness of Halloween and shopping around that time. A lot of folks think of Goodwill around that season. We think about them year round. We're doing the Crab Cake Tour all month long. It's all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Goodwill and Window Nation, of course, the Restaurant Association of Maryland. I am Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, bringing a cheap trick in the rock and roll. Talking Baltimore positive. Stay with us.